Let's bring Crazy Patty in here. Let's bring her in and get her on the microphone.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. She's close to you. That's what I love. Which one of these folks that come on the show do you think you'll strike first?
Strike?
Yeah, like which one do you think you'll lose it?
None of them. I don't really think like...
I think if Glendale is still here, you'd hit Glendale.
I've got to tell you, Glendale... I don't. Maybe it's just my memory's fuzzy, but I really liked Glendale. He was so goddamn weird.
Glendale's the only one that got banned from the show and stayed off the show.
Yeah,
every other one gets banned and they come back like 10 minutes later, and that's what I expected. But Glendale actually left. Oh, there she is.
Jesus,
there man. She is, the beautiful cleaning lady.
Oh man, your hair looks pretty.
Why are you wearing a mask?
Gross.
You got to talk on the microphone. Yeah, that one. That one's Spanish. Put it down there.
Well, good morning, Mike, and everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, and everybody. Thanks.
You look like a little one of those little Pikachu birds. I want to throw balls at you.
Yeah, I'm wearing a mask because I forgot I was allergic to dust, but I was dusting out there while I was waiting. So.
Oh, you were like practicing, warming up?
Yeah, exactly. Because, you know, dum 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 dum. Dum 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 dum
dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum dum. You're real dumb. Dum dum dum.
You live in a dump.
What are we singing here? What was going on? I don't know what that was.
You start a song, I'm joining in. That's all I know.
We're singers. What were we just singing?
What is that song? It's I love that.
Oh, I know what it is. Dum 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 dum. Dum, 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 dum. Love dum, that chicken dum. From Popeyes. No, that's
no,
it?
No. Anyway, good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
A way to start the show off with a song nobody knows.
Yeah. It doesn't seem as dirty as...
You got to get on the microphone.
Yeah, look over here. Look at this. There's stuff over
chocolate.
There. There's some sort of thing there.
Dust over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right? There's dust up there and everything.
Pigs that are in here.
So, but in there, over there, there's a lot of stuff.
She's good over there. Yeah. So I put a call out for topless cleaning ladies.
This is what we
Yeah. Get on the mic there. And you said that we did not get an official topless cleaning service to call in, but you said for $50 hard cash, you would come in here and clean this studio with your boobies out. Dum, 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 dum. Take them out.
I love that dirty water.
All right. No, let's not talk about dirty water.
Got to be in by 12 o'clock.
Okay. So what are you going to do? Are you going to go shirtless, or are you just going to flop them out, or how are you going to do this?
I got some buns, too.
Oh, my God.
Where is this?
Oh, you missed
it. Go ahead. Are you wearing a bra?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Show that.
Show
boobies.
Galvin. He didn't
Show
see him. You're so close. Get closer to Galvin.
Show that boobies.
Yeah.
All of her body is the same color.
like a veal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get close to Galvin when you show him, though. Galvin can't see him. Show him. Do it sexy like to Galvin.
Yeah, go on.
Watch this. I'll get you in the mood. You ready, Patty? Dum, dum, dum. Dum, dum, dum.
Oh, man. She's got, you know how they, like, the really sexy V? She's got like a W down by her abdomen.
Because you look at it and you go, what? What?
Let's see Carmen's, please.
What?
Yeah,
Carmen's what?
Carmen.
Hold on, I'll get it for you. Ready? Carmen.
Yeah.
Dum, dum, dum. That seems to work.
You know my call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What do you want to see, Carmen's boobs? They don't come that easy.
Yeah, no, sorry, Patty, not today.
Okay.
Patty, let me ask you a serious question. When was the last time you took a shower?
This morning.
When was the last time you washed your hair?
2 days ago.
Ugh. They say you're not supposed to wash it every day.
Yeah.
No, you're not supposed to.
Because why? It looks better?
No, it's not good for your scalp.
Listen, come over here and look at this. It looks like a goddamn wig that was in somebody's trunk for a year.
You're
look
not
at
wearing
hair.
A wig, are you?
No, but look at that hair.
No, I just have dry hair because I bleach it. You know Carmen.
Yeah, Carmen knows. You guys are the same.
Well, we have blonde hair, so yes, I do know.
Nope. I look at you, too, and I say, dum, 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 dum. Where are you going?
A gun.
Oh, man.
Oh God.
Yeah, by the way, do we search her before she comes in?
She's harmless.
Oh, yeah.
Patty, you'll never hurt us, right? No. Get on the microphone so I can hear you. It's bad enough you're wearing a mask.
I never hurt you in a million years. You know I love you, Michael.
Oh, man. Those are famous last words.
You know who killed Selena? President of her fan club.
That's right.
Just so you know.
She loved her, too.
Yeah.
Patty.
Yeah.
How are you going to get started today?
Well,
are you going to take the shirt off? Or what are you going to do?
No. Can you leave it on? Because I'm sort of cold. In
no. Here. That's not the rules. The rules are you got to flop them out. And let them hang out where you're cleaning. That's what Bone TV wants.
They're demanding it.
Yep. Look right here. Scribbles 06. Let's see the boobs, Patty. Flubberator 816.
You already saw them. Everybody quite a few times. And so
yeah, but
I think that they're sick of them.
Sometimes you need more time to finish, if you know what I'm saying.
No, you can never get sick of boobs.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, just wet you down?
Yeah.
Oh, like a sexy video.
Yeah. I think Yalvin's secretly enjoying this more than all of us.
Totally am. Mm-hmm. You're right. You don't even know.
Look here, Pikachu. What are we going to do? Noah's
no,
right.
No.
We have to flop them out and clean the studio.
Flop
them
out.
Dum-dum-dum. Flop them out. Dum-dum-dum.
Oh,
flop
Jesus.
Them out. What do you got?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rob,
squeeze
hey,
him.
Hey, let Rob motorboat him. Can Rob motorboat him? Motorboat. Rob motorboat. Rob motorboat.
Look at her stomach. Look at her stomach. Motorboat.
Rob motorboat her stomach first.
Are you wearing underwear, Patty?
Hey, don't show us yet. What kind of pubic hair does she have?
Like her head.
A lot or a little dry and blonde?
It's dark and...
Oh, there's all kinds of cuts on your stomach.
It's dark and it's like blotchy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, like it's falling out already.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It's sparse.
Right.
I think that she, it looks like a hawk's nest.
Ooh.
Like there's twigs and stuff
sure,
in there.
Yeah.
Twigs and straws.
Pieces of worm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, right.
All right, Patty, let's see the nest. What do you got going down there below? In the area. You don't have to show us your private. It's just a hair area. Just a hair. Show Rob. Just a hair area.
Well, we'll make it like a game. Show us your Pikachu.
Here, I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
You already showed me yours.
Oh, you showed it to everybody, Rob. Stop showing it. Rob is frantically texting Caitlin to make sure it's okay that he motorboats you.
No, she's saying don't.
She
said if you want to see my boobs, don't touch Crazy Patty.
Oh,
what a
All right, well, let her know I didn't touch Crazy Patty, so I get to see him. That's the rules, right?
Oh, don't put your shirt
Crazy
on.
Patty, if you had to have a choice between Rob and Spanish to motorboat you, who would it be?
Whatever your belly button.
Okay, it's
covered.
It's not missing.
get on the microphone, Patty.
By the way, you can't start that sentence, I have a nice, as you're pulling your belly up to show your belly button. That's not true.
I had gallbladder surgery.
Today?
Sexy.
Yeah, God.
Wait a second. So
they go through the belly button. Yes,
yeah.
They do.
I know. I'm not arguing with you.
Yeah.
Okay. I asked you who you wanted to motorboat you, Rob or Spanish. You know what that
Spanish,
means, motorboat.
To motorboat you? Well, since you asked me so politely, I can't say no.
Would you mind? Would you mind, Spanish?
I would not mind.
Okay.
Okay. And Mike, how was your surgery?
My knee surgery?
Yeah.
It was good, thank you.
Feels good.
What are you laughing at?
Just a look of sheer dread.
That looks like anticipation to me. You see, Spanish, I look at you now in a polo shirt without your glasses. You look like a real boy.
Thanks,
you look like a handsome young man.
Now put your face in those boots.
Like, it's odd. Like, looking at me, looks like a real human being. Like, right now, I could be like, this is Anthony. He's here to sell you insurance.
He looks like I want to call Homeland Security is what he looks like.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
I wish they might be there. They will never find me. That's what you look like.
They think I'm Italian.
Hey, I make a pizza. Oh, yeah. All right. Bone TV got a good shot of this?
Oh, bear.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I was looking at it on Bone TV, and it looked like you just dropped a bunch of eggs out of your shirt. Wait, hold on. You got to turn this way so Joe can see.
Oh, okay.
All right, now, Patty, are you excited about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are, right? Yeah, you like Spanish, don't you? Patty, you think you have any, what are your levels of humidity down there, you think? Patty?
What?
Are you getting excited sexually?
I just want to get this over with.
Oh, man. An old lady is crying in studio. Hey,
she's not crying.
Spray some end dust on there first. Get the dust off of it.
Spanish, are you excited for this?
Yeah, this
all right.
The best.
Patty, you got to kind of like group them. Got to push them together like you're making pizza.
Yeah.
There you go. Or maybe pizza. Maybe garlic knots would be a better.
Oh, this will be on the internet forever.
Here we go.
Yeah. Yay!
I've never had that done before.
Yeah, I'm surprising.
Nobody's surprised.
I bet it smells like vinegar and mothballs.
I feel like I just went antiquing.
Is that fun?
Yeah.
Okay, you want to do it in Spanish now?
Sure.
On the boys? How far would you go with Spanish? Don't
I
look at me. Look at him.
The whole way.
But you're not really married. You already cheat on your husband. We already know that.
And he hates you.
He does. He's waiting for you to get locked up or die.
He hopes you have a meetup and the guy murders you.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ.
Oh, he prays every night.
That he can get some insurance money out of this.
Absolutely. Oh, he's got a huge, huge insurance policy taken out on you.
How far would you go in Spanish?
Well, like I said, he is very handsome, nice man.
So all the way?
And I love him.
You love him?
He says he loves me.
I do love you, Patty.
He says that to everybody.
Do you ever think about Spanish when you pleasure yourself?
No, I told you who I think about.
Who do you think about?
You.
Not all the time, though.
A lot of the time.
A lot of the time? Give me the scenario. What are we doing? Get on that microphone. Tell me the whole story. What are we doing?
Well,
take your mask off.
Yeah, I was just about to say. You can take the mask off right now.
It's clean right now. Put it back on. No, I'm just kidding. You're good. What are we doing in your scenarios?
Before he makes me love. I don't have the hibachi thing yet because I can't afford it.
The hibachi? What is that?
The massager.
Can I tell you? It's amazing.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, don't we have those rainbow dildos for her, though? We gave those away.
Rom, why are you trying to make this sexual? This is about love. This is about love between me and Patty. Go ahead, Patty. What are we doing?
I have that thing from sports store.
Baseball bat? What is it?
No, it's from the that store that has electric chairs that massage you and everything. And
Brookstone?
Yes.
Okay.
So I got one of those, and I try to use that.
How's that working out?
Not
pretty
too good.
No?
Not too good. No.
So where do I come in your fantasies?
Well, you're just
get out of the mic. Get right on the microphone. Like what? Staring at you, going, hurry up. That's what I do to my wife. Come on, get this over with. My turn.
No. It's just like, wouldn't it be nice if we could be together?
Am I singing that to you?
Yeah.
What is he dressed in? Does he have any clothes on?
Suit?
No, he has a Speedo on.
That's the same in my dream, too. Yeah.
I'm wearing a... A red Speedo?
Red Speedo, and you're singing to her.
And this is something you like?
She's on a massage chair.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got beautiful perfumes and candles in the room.
Am I gentle or am I rough? Or you throwing around a little or what?
At first you're gentle, but then you get rougher and rougher.
Yeah. A little hair pull.
It's a pound town.
What's some of the noises you're making while he's getting rough with you?
I need water? Is he hydrated?
Put your mask back on. Your asthma's acting up.
What am I doing? Making similar noises or am I quiet?
No, you're like, oh, Patty.
Yeah. Calling your name out a lot.
Oh, Patty.
Because he's into it. He likes it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where's the red Speedo now? It's on the floor, right?
Yeah.
Maybe on the chandelier. Who knows?
No more red Speedo. And
do we do everything?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's no line. Cross all the lines.
No BO.
Well, I know
no BO, no body odor. No.
Your husband was a big fan, he's a golfer, and you let him use golf balls back there. Mike likes baseball.
Would more of a hockey guy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A couple of slap shots.
Oh, my.
Get it right in your five hole? Yep. I'd be willing to take a shot of that.
Yeah.
Pete with the assist.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
All right, Patty. If your husband ever dies, let me know.
Okay.
Do you think, Patty, honestly, do you think your husband has ever contemplated taking a contract out on your life? Like a hitman to kill you?
Dude.
For insurance money?
No. He actually... likes my, I can be very sweet, you know, and compassionate.
Yeah. You are sweet. I think you're very sweet.
And I can cook.
Yeah. The two things you look for in a woman, a sweet cook who can clearly clean with her boobs out.
And you know what he did for me?
Your husband?
Last week?
What?
He went to, you know, Mo advertises for that.
Mo advertises for what? Like a dildo shop?
No, ejectile dysfunction.
Oh, yeah, erectile dysfunction.
It's ejectile. When you can't get out of your plane.
Dude. So,
he went there?
He went there.
He did?
Yes. And,
why, he couldn't get it up, your husband?
Look at her. You think he could?
I'm aroused right now.
And he went there, and he found out that one of those tubes are almost completely blocked.
Oh, my God.
Low T.
Mm-hmm.
And so the doctor said, you know, women think it's like a faucet, and we could just turn it on and turn it off.
Right, but we can't. We got to work it up a little.
Yeah.
And so so now he's going to the doctor.
In your case, he's like a hose that somebody's bending at the other end. Wait, so he's going to the doctor, C4MH or whatever it is?
Yeah.
And they're injecting him with the testosterone?
They're going to,
He's going to be banging you out before you know.
They actually don't inject you with anything. Mo just comes into your bedroom and goes, come on, man.
Turn that faucet on. Yeah, all right. So how long do you think before he's ready? What if the doctor went in there and said to him, you're completely fine. I don't know what the problem is. Then you went to him with him, and he was like, now
got
I see
it.
What's holding it back.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm just teasing you, Patty. He should be ready to jackhammer you.
He should be ready in a couple months.
Oh, are you excited about that? When's the last time you made
it? I'm really happy because it's been about 10 years, honestly.
Oh, my God. Since your husband was able to get aroused, it's been 10 years?
That is so believable.
Oh, my word. So you must be just using all sorts of household items. I wouldn't trust anything shaped like a cone in your reach. Right? Bowling pins, anything you can get your hands on. What's the oddest thing you've ever used? To satisfy your sweet love.
Oddly enough, a human.
A panda bear?
Wow.
Like a real one?
A raccoon.
A real raccoon?
No.
Get on the microphone.
Nocturnal, you know.
Get right in the front of the microphone. What did you do? You put like peanut butter down there and you were like, all right, raccoons.
No, a raccoon, a fake raccoon, stuffed animal.
Uh-huh. And what is it? Is it hard or is it soft like a stuffed animal?
Well, the tail is hard.
Oh, I gotcha.
Do you sit on it or what do you do there?
Oh, all right. That's where I go enough.
Well, you sort of like lay on it.
Yeah. Okay, I don't need to know anymore.
Yep.
Anything else besides the coons?
No, I can't think of anything else other than the raccoon.
Oh, yeah. You want Spanish to act like a raccoon? Chase you around a little bit? Yeah.
Oh,
Spanish,
hi,
you got a little mask?
Avo, by the way. Hi, Avo. How you doing?
Would you bang him?
Well, we're friends. We're brother and sister.
Give her headphones. I want to...
But right there.
Avo, would you bang Crazy Patty? Avo?
Hello?
Yeah. Would you wear a raccoon mask and bang Crazy Patty?
I can hear him.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. But you ask her... If she can come over when she's done?
No. When's the last time you made sweet love to a woman?
I don't know. Since I was before the hospital.
So about the same time as Patty, since Patty's husband couldn't get it up.
I know. We should get together.
Yeah, Patty, right? You wouldn't go over there and roll out an avocado a little bit?
Well, it's...
You could go down on him and he could play the ukulele songs to you.
Well, I got this song right here. Boobies, boobies, Crazy Patty. She'll be sweetie for a 50. What do you see on a bone TV? Crazy Patty and her boobies.
Okay. You're the Tiny Tim to my Johnny Carson.
Hey, Patty, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you call me when you're done? You got my cell?
Why? Why can't you guys just talk right now?
Well, no, because I'm going to ask her to come over. I mean, after because on the way home, if she could stop by my house.
Does she know where you live now? Because I know you moved.
No, I don't know.
Give her the address, Alvo.
Okay, it's 18.
Not now, not on the air. You have everybody coming to your house.
I know.
If Patty comes by today and wants to make sweet love to you, will you make sweet love to her?
I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
That's a yes, Patty.
Let's have a code word set up. If Patty says what to Avo, then he knows it's on. What's the word?
What?
Pineapple.
Pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to his house and you say pineapple, it's on.
Okay.
You say pineapple and then pretend you drop something and see what happens.
It's shaped like a pineapple.
What is?
No, she wanted to change her name to Pineapple Patty.
All right, you need to stop talking. I got to go. I'll put you on hold and you can pass your address off to Patty, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye, Avo.
All right, well, you got my cell, right? Can I give you the address off air?
No. I'll call you when I get home. I'll call
you. She's blowing you off, man. She's not coming to your house.
No, I am.
You got to go by his house?
Come by on the way. My house is on the way to your house.
Well, I don't know where you live. Remember, you didn't want to tell me where you live.
Is it possible we could follow you over there with a Bone TV camera?
Oh, I'm just saying, you can come here after the studio on the way home.
All right, I gotta go. Okay, you guys can have this. You guys can talk later. Hold on, this is getting to be too boring. Patty?
Yeah.
I don't know. Are you gonna clean topless? What are we doing?
I don't have. I
can't hear you unless you're talking to the microphone.
Can I just clean with this bra on?
What was the deal?
That wasn't part of the deal.
It was $50 for topless cleaning for an hour. That's what it was.
Say topless.
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course we did.
Absolutely did.
Flop.
I said flop them out.
Said flop.
So you can wear your bra. You can wear your bra, and then I didn't say once. I said wear your bra, and then you can flop them out while you're cleaning. Believe me, we're not getting any enjoyment out of this.
I have $14 more dollars to sweeten the pot.
That's $64.
I just need a receipt though.
$64. Yeah.
Business expense.
I'll tell you what. You think about it. And let us know at the top of the hour, okay?
Okay.
All right. Yeah, will you bring Patty to John Larson's office, please?
Yes.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you, Mike.
Did a wonderful job of being weird on this show. Your brother listening, you think?
I hope not.
Spanish. That you're late.
There's so much going on. That flat ass, those hoofs. Those hooves that she has for feet.
I have an idea.
She can hear you.
She can't hear me.
Patty,
I'll give you $1,000 if you say what. See?
What?
She can't hear me.
Andy.
Hey,
Patty. What if we put her in my office? What if we mic up and put cameras in my office?
Mm-hmm.
And then we make her go in there, and then Spanish legitimately goes there and tries to hit on her.
If he comes on to her.
Yeah. Will she let him?
Yes. If Spanish has to be totally serious and be a good actor, if he goes, listen, I know we're joking around.
Patty, is it cool if I just take it out right now?
Yeah. If you're
Joe, come in here, Joe.
We can get the microphone in there easy.
I want to get the camera.
No, I know, I'm saying. But as long as he can put a camera in, we can get a mic in there easy.
I found out, Gavin, you can put a camera in anybody's bedroom anywhere you want.
What?
No matter how famous the person is. Joe.
Yeah.
Can we get a camera in my office real quick, like kind of hidden?
Can we do the live stream from the cell phone? Skype.
That'll work. From there.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Go in the office. The two of you set it up to where I don't want her to hear me talking now.
Yeah. Can she hear right now?
I don't
think so. Okay. Set it up to where we can see her, and then we're going to get her in my office, and then you go in there and really put the moves on her. Be like, kind of.
Like, really sell
there,
it, though.
Walk in there and close the door.
And explain to her. Say, I know we joke around on
it. You don't have to really do it. But, Spanish, but can she hear?
No, I just went and shut the
Phone
TV.
So, you go in there and be like, Patty, what's up? I mean, can I motorboat you again? I mean, that was awesome. You wouldn't do anything to me? And see how far she goes. Okay. We're going to bet whether or not she'd actually do it.
Tell her that guy you turned on and go, I know we were doing it for radio, but that turned me on.
Yeah.
Motorboat.
Be like, let's do it now. They're on the air, so they can't hear us.
This is your birthday present.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Well, when she punches you in the face and steals your money, then it's your birthday.
Will you go set that up?
Yes.
And we'll do it when we come back? Okay, all right. Don't be nervous. Are you texting your girlfriend now too, like Rob?
No, I'm getting Skype ready. I need to text first. She texted me.
I said to motorboat Patty, you were trying to grab your phone.
I was looking for my Snapchat so I could put on Snapchat, Rob, on your radio.
I don't like your Snapchat. I'm unfollowing you.
Why?
Because you took a picture of my empty seat the other day.
602.
Yeah, well, that's, show starts when I get here.
By the way, if you were going to make Rob do gay stuff, would not text his girlfriend. He's like,
oh, no,
100% in. If he has to do something with the lady, he's like, oh, I better ask.
I'll be honest with you. I think she'd be okay with me doing something gay, but where it becomes like a problem is when it's with a woman, because that's considered cheating. Whereas if I were to kiss a guy.
I'm pretty sure my wife would be
still
like.
Cheating.
Yeah. It's got to be human, though.
Yeah, but she knows that I would enjoy like kissing another stuff. Girl. No, no, I mean I wouldn't be opposed to
it. You would enjoy kissing Crazy Patty though, like that. Like she thinks you're gonna leave her for Crazy Patty.
No.
Right. There's no like
she's
not
more about hey, I have to kiss that after you kiss Crazy Patty.
If I would ask your wife, would you rather Galvin make out with a dude or a crazy old lady, what would she say?
What she would rather, like what she would she be would more comfortable. Crazy old lady.
Yeah, crazy old lady, right?
Yeah.
I mean, my wife's not homophobic by any means, but she's like, I don't want you doing gay stuff.
Right. Yeah.
You guys ever...
I didn't realize he was going to go full bear. I thought she was going to keep the top on when he motorboated her. So when she removed it, that took it to a whole nother level for me.
That's of excitement.
I've never... That looked like a cow's udders. It really did. It was sad. That's
what... Look. Like they're, hold on. They're in my. They're setting it up in my office. We're watching Bone TV. They're getting it ready.
Can you pull it up on the board, the feed for that?
I'm sure I will be able to somehow.
All right.
Yeah, that's perfect right in front of the couch. Remember to clear that couch off. Hey, by the way, you bitches better take this out before I have the show. I don't want video of me snoring, scratching my nuts going on. Yeah, that's perfect Spanish. Joe.
So let me see. I think it comes up over here, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Talk Spanish.
Check, check. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Din, 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 din. Perfect.
But can he hear you?
Yeah.
You can?
Yeah, I'm trying to turn my volume down now, but it won't go down all the way on Skype.
All right, well, I can hear you loud and clear. Just shut your volume off.
Yeah.
It won't go off.
Put it on airplane mode.
No, because then we'll be able to connect with Skype. Oh, yeah, no. Put it on airplane mode and then go to Wi-Fi. All right. We'll get this all worked out during the commercial, and then we'll bring it in. We're going
to
set up.
All this to trick an old lady.
What do you think is going to happen?
I think she's going to go for it. I think she's going to be like, no, you're joking. But if he sells it enough.
Yeah, if he is aggressive enough, not like in a weird, rapey way, but like he's like, hey, I'm serious.
Yeah,
really
if he's like, hey, I'm serious. What do you want me to do to prove it to you? You know, I'll do whatever.
10 years, and it's not like he's a bad-looking dude.
No.
That's her hitting the jackpot. That's every old lady's dream right there is a young, well-in-shaped guy.
Terrorist. Well-in-shaped. Well-in-shaped guy.
I was going to say well-endowed.
And
I was saying,
how do you know he's well-endowed? Everything you said sounds creepy. All right, we'll see if Crazy Patty
takes the bait
on Spanish when we come back. It's Mike Calta Show.
The Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Only on 102.5 The Bone. Now from the Autoglass America Studios, it's the Mike Calta Show.
Oh no. Switch the camera, will you? It is the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Not on me.
But I like it.
Put it on.
Yeah. Oh, what happened? Did we lose it already?
Oh, it freeze up? Because that's Spanish's shirt.
Yeah.
She was just in there.
And it just showed her, too.
Can you be nonchalant and try to fix it?
Hey.
Oh,
There you go.
There we go. Now, can she hear in there?
No.
Patty, can you hear me? This is God speaking to you. Just kind of looking around a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's what you do when you're crazy. You just look around and stuff.
Spanish, here's what you do.
Okay.
Oh, she's putting on, she's touching stuff.
No, just looking through stuff.
Yeah. She just started going to town.
Run in there and go, hey, Patty. They're going to do commercials. They're going to do news and stuff. So just chill out here. I'll close the door to give you some privacy and then come back. All right. So they'll do that. We got Crazy Patty in my office. We got a Skype camera up on her on Bone TV. And we're going to send Spanish in there to try and hit on her in a little bit.
Okay.
I'll
love you.
Love you,
too.
Now she's in there. The door is closed.
She initially came in to clean the studio topless.
Yeah.
For $50.
But now she's just sitting there staring.
Could you hear everything, though?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, wait. She's talking to herself. Patty, can you hear me? Patty.
Patty, can you hear me?
Watch this whole thing. Patty. Okay, just want to make sure. All right, now she's starting to get curious and starting to look around. This is all on Bone TV, by the way. We got.
What if she starts admitting to things like, I did kill them?
Yeah, yeah, like that documentary?
Yeah.
Of course.
Robert
Durst.
Of course
I did it.
She starts burping. I killed them all.
Hey, do you, we should have left the Todd rainbow dildos in there.
There's a bag of lube and dildos in there.
All right, so let's talk about the scenario here. What's going to happen if Spanish goes in and puts the move on her? Spanish, you realize you have to sit on the couch to her left. Look, okay. Because you're going to have to sit down to her left and just sit down and be like, they're doing news. Let's just talk. Let's see what's up, me and you, and see what she does from there.
Okay.
Will she go for it, or will she be horrified?
I think this is a good time to play a game.
I think you're right, sir.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
All units of vicinity, please respond.
Send me out some backup. Want to bring this guy down before he hurts somebody.
Oh, she's on the move. She's on the move. Hold on. She's on the move.
Oh.
She's
picking her wedgie.
Look.
Man.
She picked her pants up above her fupa. She's right. She's right in the camera.
We might need to go. Is there any way she can know what's going on right now?
No, unless she sees the camera.
Yeah, we're good.
All right,
she's still wearing her cleaning gloves.
But the way she's standing, it makes me think she knows something's
on the wall. There's a Lysol right by
her. She's looking at stuff on the wall.
Yeah. It's a very entertaining office.
Yeah.
Look at those boobs, Spanish. Your face was...
And they're gentle.
She's over the desk. She's going through my drawers now. What has she got?
If you open, you'd think she'd run back to the couch like a child who got caught through or something.
What if she finds pictures of my wife and she starts breaking them?
Oh, no.
You will die.
Oh, God.
Galvin, how will this end?
This will end with Patty being confused, not believing Spanish. And then if he sells it enough and makes a move, she goes along with it.
Rob?
It's all on you, Spanish. This is all on your shoulders.
Oh, okay.
In a weird turn of events, Patty will turn him down. I have no idea why. Just because she's just weird. It won't make sense. Yeah. Like, for every reason, she should take advantage of this,
man.
But she won't.
Carmen?
I think that she also turns him down, and she's just like, I'm just here to clean. I don't want to do this. Please don't make me. Stop touching me.
Oh.
It turns into, like, a weird...
If she says anything about you have a girlfriend, you're totally fine.
Way open. Yeah. I dumped her yesterday.
Oh.
I think just the opposite. I think she goes down on Spanish right here. And we leave.
Don't start moving stuff.
Let me ask you.
Oh, she's got the dildos.
So
she grabbed the dildos. Hold on. All the things she could have grabbed. She's looking at. Spanish, go in there now.
Okay.
Go in there now. And
how far
like,
does he have to go? Hmm? Like, if she wants to.
Go, Spanish. Here he goes. Don't ruin it, Rob.
No, I just. I want
hey,
her to
Patty.
Go.
Hey, Patty.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
All right.
You hang out with me. They're all doing news.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Oh, just hanging out. So you came to clean. I see you got some nice cleaning supplies with you.
Yeah, I do. I came to clean.
You did? You came to clean for my birthday?
Oh, yeah.
It's my birthday on Wednesday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate it.
29?
I'm going to be 20. How did you know I was going to be 29?
I heard it on the radio.
Yeah, you did? You pay good attention to a lot of stuff.
I do.
So you let me motorboat you earlier. That was fantastic. Very, very soft, soft skin.
Touching her arm.
You know, I'm embarrassed, but, you know, he's like sort of he's like a Sven Kali.
I don't know. I'm not sure what that means. great boobs. They're fantastic.
Oh, thank you.
Very soft.
Thank you. But can't you convince him that I can clean, that it needs clean?
You want to clean for the $50?
Yeah.
You know, there's other ways to make
$50. Good move, Spanish. Good move.
Here?
Well, I mean, you know, it's my birthday coming up. You already let me motorboat you. You know, you said you haven't had sex in 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, that's got to be rough not having sex in 10 years.
It is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ready to, I mean, are you interested in having sex with anybody? I know Mike asked you about me, so I'm just wondering, it's my birthday coming up.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. How do you feel about
it? Oh, you mean for $50?
For $50. Maybe we'll start slow. Maybe just kiss me on the neck. I'm gentle. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be embarrassed, Patty.
Oh, my God.
This is on Bone TV.
Starts is slow. Just gentle neck. Just gentle neck.
Oh, she's gone. She's gone.
Oh my God.
That was lovely. Very, very soft.
We know we're not letting him out of this.
Very soft lips.
Well, my husband, he just has no time.
He just knows.
Just, I don't know.
Oh, I'm very interested. His stuff might not work, but I can tell you my stuff works.
This is like every fantastic porno.
Yeah. Wow.
Except the old lady doesn't kiss your neck.
How are you feeling, Patty? What's going through that mind of yours?
It's like, well,
just two kids in love, crazy.
Yeah, Kelly wouldn't find out.
Oh, Kelly doesn't have to know anything. Yeah, Kelly who? I don't even know. We're in an open relationship.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You know, it's a different world from what I'm, and then you could say that you banged a cougar.
Yeah.
More like a saber tooth.
So I've already done that. Yeah, I'm just going to get more comfortable, though.
Is that cool? Laying down on the couch, put his legs on her.
Do you give good massages? Are you massage?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
You want to maybe...
He just put his leg like right on her lap. She looks petrified.
Maybe like my thigh feels tense.
She's rubbing his thighs. She's massaging his thighs. Does she go for it?
She's moving further.
On still. We're just a couple people hanging out.
Does she go for it, or does he have to coach her?
She goes for it.
She goes for it. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. She's rubbing his thighs right now. You gotta watch. This is on Bone TV Live right now. She's rubbing it. She got two hands on his thighs, and she's right now working down towards his knee.
What do you think?
Going the wrong way, Patty.
Well, everything but
the $50.
Yeah, everything but the complete.
She's willing to go and commit acts of prostitution with him.
Third base.
Oh, third, right. So you don't want to go to third base?
No.
No?
What about the dugout?
Just massaging?
Yeah, complete body massage.
Just complete body
massage. Yeah.
You would do a complete body massage?
Yeah.
But no, none of the sex?
I dumped that. She just offered to go down on China. Oh boy.
She is contemplating.
Yeah.
She's rubbing her face. Thinking.
She wants to do it.
Thinking.
You seem nervous.
Yeah, I am. I'm like.
Spanish just set up a move. So she's rubbing his arms now.
Yeah, get it, Spanish. Yeah,
gentle.
My skin, yeah.
You mean Kelly's watching this at my house with my children?
I won't tell anybody. It'll be our secret forever.
I wish we had somebody dressed like a cop.
I'm sure I will.
Oh, she's moving over.
She's moving down. She's moving. She's rubbing his arm.
Like that?
She's rubbing his belly.
Oh, man. She's going to go for it.
The minute she touches his area, it's over. She's rubbing his chest, his arms. She's in the middle of his body. Stomach. Oh, he's got his hand on her knee. He put his hand on her knee. She's getting closer.
Right now, Spanish is going, one of these guys going to stop this?
Spanish is following her hand.
She's going lower.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm having a good time. Happy birthday to me, right?
Look, yeah. It's just
rubbish. I got to tell you, when I woke up this morning, I did not think this was going to happen.
I wish she would just grab him and start tonguing him. She's getting lower.
She likes his abs.
So tense. Oh, yeah, working out.
She's rubbing his, quote, abs.
Yeah, he's not a dog. No. What's going on?
He's not kicking his legs in.
Oh, she's going.
It was cold earlier. You want me to take my shirts off?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. This is Spanish in my office with a hidden camera with Crazy Patty.
Hey, look at this stomach. Dr. Stringer, good job.
Yeah, easy, buddy. You want to go in there and rub it? You should go in there and sit down next to Spanish and start rubbing his belly, too. God, he does have abs. Look at him.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's twirling his shirt over his head like a stripper.
Look at her.
He's nuts.
Sex in 10 years could be worse, right?
No, it's great. It's really nice. You've really got nice muscles.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, she's reading this. She's reading this stupid tattoo. He does have abs, but he still has like a 13-year-old girl's lady boobs. He's still got teardrop boobies.
Work those out, though.
Yeah,
that's why.
Oh, she's rubbing his shoulders now.
Oh, you want to just lay down?
Oh, lay down. Lay the right way.
Don't lay on your stomach, Spanish. Don't lay on your stomach. Yeah.
Oh no!
He's sticking his ass in her face. Dude, wouldn't you great if she straps one on?
Oh.
All right, Rob. Yeah. Rob, this is when you should walk in.
Okay.
You should be like, oh, I'm sorry I disturbed you guys, but then stay there. And then and see if you guys can work a threesome.
All right,
this is Rob going in there. Don't scare her. Walk in and go, oh, I'm sorry. Hey, it's cool. Here we go.
Take your time.
I don't have a key. I don't have a key to my own office. Carmen, do you have one? Joey, all right, hold on.
So do you have any, like,
Poor Spanish is like, when is this going to be over? This is Crazy Patty in my office with a hidden camera, massaging Spanish's back right now.
Goodness.
She's already agreed to go down on him for $50.
Right. Spanish has his shirt off.
What? Sex on the beach in Hawaii.
Oh,
here it
comes. Oh, whoops. Oh, guys, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to interrupt.
Great acting.
Yeah.
What's going on in here?
My butt's so tense. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
she
gives great massages, Rob.
She's still going.
Oh, wow. This is great massages. I didn't realize this was all going on.
Oh, yeah.
She's rubbing his ass now while Rob is watching.
That's okay with Patty. I'll stay.
Patty, what do you think? Rob, stay? I like Rob. Rob's cool.
I mean, if he can rub you.
Oh,
how's
what?
That sound?
Oh man, now this is getting weird. Now Rob is rubbing Patty and Patty is rubbing Spanish. This is the worst show in the history of the world. Oh well, Rob's already naked. Is this okay, Kaylin? I don't think this is okay. We have to take a break. Let's just let this go on through the break. Watch it on Bone TV. We'll be back to wrap things up. It's a Mike Calda show.
The Mike Calda Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It is the Mike Calda Show. Twitter is hilarious. Twitter called it the worst episode of Backroom Casting Couch ever.
Yes.
We have Crazy Patty in the room right now. Is she enjoying herself right now? She's rubbing.
Oh, my gosh.
Rob and Spanish left the room, and Patty's in there. Hey, what would happen if Carmen went in there and tried the same
thing? Oh, man.
Carmen?
What?
What would happen if you were like, hey, I heard you're giving good massages in there.
Carmen, what if you went in and flashed her with your boobs, your back to the camera?
Yeah, so we couldn't
be
see.
Like, hey, you wanted to see him.
Yeah,
here.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Oh, you know, be great when she charges us all $50, yeah. Each one of us.
I'm in. What? No, just, I don't know. What do you think you could do just to test her limits?
Oh, my God.
You should go in there and be like, listen, I gotta tell you can't go on the air with this, but me and Rob have a relationship. If you go near him again, I'm gonna kill you.
Okay.
And see what she says.
Okay.
Can you pull that off, you think, without laughing?
Oh yeah.
You should go in there and be like, listen, sit down next to her on the couch and be like,
Rob just told me what you did.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna let you know.
He's my boyfriend, and if you do that again, I don't care how old you are, I'll punch your lights out.
Oh, yeah. But then she should come on to her too.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey,
yeah.
But if I'm in the mix.
Yeah. All right, try that. You want me to smack you in the face so you don't laugh before you go in there? I'm trying to get you in the mood. All right. Yeah. It's my dream to smack Carmen in the face, non-sexually.
Pretend like you like Rob. At all. You know what I mean?
Don't cry. All right, here we go. You all right?
All
right, hold on. I'm going to turn the sound on.
Skin and character.
Her body, Crazy Patty's body is so flabby. It's so soft.
I thought you meant Carmen.
No. I grabbed Crazy Patty's butt, and it just feels like there's a pamper on it.
Oh, there probably is.
All right, here we go. Put it back up. Full screen.
Hi.
Hi, Carmen. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Okay.
Good. How are you feeling?
All right.
Hey. Yeah.
How are you and your boyfriend? You think you're going to get serious with him?
Good lead in.
No, probably not. That's kind of actually why I came to talk to you. You can't tell Mike and this, them, but me and Rob have kind of been seeing each other. Yeah.
It's kind of hot, Rob.
Yeah, we just like came and he was like new and I was showing him around like Tampa and stuff like that. But so yeah, we've been like seeing each other. But he told me what you were doing to him and I don't appreciate that. That's not
Carmen. I'm here. Carmen forgot you can't curse.
And we're nice to you, and I really like you.
I touched them.
Yeah. And I like, why would you do that?
It was a mistake, and I'm sorry.
Oh, Carmen is good.
It was a mistake, and I'm sorry.
Rob,
let her off the hook.
When Carmen comes out, we need to send you back in there. That's what she does. But don't tell Carmen. I can't hear her.
Yeah, no, that's all he said. I'm sorry. It's okay.
Smack her, Carmen.
So,
Carmen's good at letting it hang.
Sort of for a girlfriend and Caitlin.
Caitlin, yeah. Caitlin. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, she takes care, helps him with, like, his son and stuff like that.
She's just a nanny.
And I'm not.
Yeah. You're a real girlfriend, just a nanny.
But, I mean, so we kind of keep it on the down low.
Okay, and, how's your other boyfriend?
Same. He's good.
Yeah. Man, this is getting weird now.
It'll never happen again, and I'm very sorry.
Okay. But, I mean, we're always open. Like, if I'm involved. You know what I mean?
She's rubbing Crazy Patty's arm.
It's fine. Make sure that I'm there. Okay.
Can I tell you a secret?
Oh, here we go.
Okay. Spanish came up to me and he said, you know, there's easier way to make
She threw Spanish under the bus.
Sex, and I said,
Spanish. Just go in there and be like, oh, hey guys, what are you talking about? Yeah, just go ahead. Just be like, hey, just knock on the door and be like, 5 minutes till airtime. Hey, how's it going in here? Yeah. Oh man, she throwing Spanish, right?
Hold on 1 second.
Carmen, really good.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know we got about 5 minutes before we go back on air. Is everything going okay in here?
Yeah.
Everything's
good.
Me?
No, not yet, but
is
everything good, Patty?
Everything's
all right?
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'll
be back.
All right. Now she's in there by herself. Perfect. Rob, you're next. Rob. You'd be like, hey, what was Carmen saying? Was she telling you about it? And then if she says, listen, then go, hey, listen, what happens between me and you stays between me and you.
No. He should go in and go, listen, I forgot to tell you before Carmen comes in. Don't say anything to Carmen.
Yeah,
what happened?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And see whether she admits.
Yeah. Then take your shirt off again. she's on the move.
She don't want to get beat up by Carmen. Carmen, you are the best actress I've ever seen in my life.
Everything okay in here?
Yeah.
Hey, can I hold you for a quick second?
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Hey, I just don't want to get in trouble.
I'm not telling anybody.
Nobody? Okay, so nobody asked what happened in here?
Carmen asked.
Oh, she did?
She's so honest.
Oh, that's not good. Okay. Can I tell you a secret that stays between you and I?
Yeah.
Carmen and I have been seeing each other.
Yeah, she told me that too.
Did she tell you that she's expecting?
What?
I don't want her to find out about this, or else I don't know what she could abort the kid.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Oh no, I don't know what to do.
No, don't worry. I told you that. I told you the truth.
Start crying.
You know, put my hand on you.
can't hear it because it's too low, but you got to be watching this video on Bone TV. This is great.
I feel so
this
bad.
This is crazy. Hey, Carmen, you and Spanish should go in there now and be like, Patty, we're all just kidding. Yeah. And show her the camera. Yeah, all go right. for the big reveal. Go for the big reveal.
You should probably both take your shirts off.
That's what I walked into here.
Here we go. Hold on. Oh, Carmen.
Hold on one second.
What are you
hang
doing
on.
In here?
Patty.
Hey, we got something we want to tell you.
Where's the
can?
She's so relieved.
Yeah.
She's so relieved. Is she crying?
She started shaking.
Go get her. Go get her. Here, bring her in here. This is the best candy camera on Bone TV ever. We almost saw a porno and the death of an old lady all at one time.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, get her on mic three over there. There she is. Yay! Get over there on the mic. Get over there on the mic. Over there. Away from me. Yeah. The furthest mic from me. That's four. The next one. Go to the next one. Good job, Patty.
Did you hear the whole thing?
The whole thing. Not only that, but we got to see the sex action between you and Spanish and Rob. Yeah. You didn't do anything bad. You just gave him a little back rubs. It was all right. Patty, you're more fun than I thought.
Oh, you're a barrel.
Yeah.
I would hang out with Patty now.
You were massaging this one while that one was massaging your butt while he was reaching under for under butt side grab around. Then you had to go through the pregnant Carmen yelling at you and all that. And you did good, Patty. I'm not very really proud pregnant. Of you. Not really pregnant by Rob. Yeah. Good job. Are you relieved?
Oh, yes.
What, did you think Carmen was going to beat you up?
No, I was just so I was so
are you shaking?
Yeah.
It was why? It would have been nice to have a Rob and Spanish sandwich, though, wouldn't it?
It would have been nice if I was single, yeah.
You did say that you would go down on Spanish for $50.
It's true, yeah.
You did. I did record that.
Yeah, that part is factual.
I didn't hear that. Which is fine. That's a pretty good deal, if you ask me. You want me to have all the other listeners call you? You can get a good business going. People want to know how to get a hold of you for the $50 patty deal.
Yeah.
What is that?
Oh.
What was that?
Oh, it might be my phone from the...
Oh. Well, you did a good job, Patty.
Well, thank you. Can I have the $50?
Yes, you certainly have earned it.
Spanish will give it to you.
Yeah. Rob will talk it in singles into your band. Yes, you've certainly earned it today without actually committing any sex acts. Want to put that out there in case the police are waiting for you in the lobby. I have it all on tape. You did nothing wrong. Good job.
Okay.
And your double massage.
Do you still want the cleaning?
No, this was way better than the cleaning. This is much better. All right, and we got to see your boobs.
All right.
Are you upset? Did you want to clean?
No. Yeah. I wanted to come in. In fact, you know, that's what I told my husband, that I'm doing cleaning, and that's the reason.
Oh, you did some cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah. A couple pipes.
Yeah. You wiped some stuff down. That's great.
Thanks, Patty.
Can anybody break 100?
No. You.
Sorry, Patty. Just kidding. We'll figure it out. All right. Well, good job, Patty.
Well, thank you. Can I have REO Speedwagon?
What do you mean, can you have them? Like, can I get the band for you?
We'll deliver them to your house.
What do you want to hear?
I want to hear the REO Speedwagon when they come in August.
Oh, you want to go to the show?
To the
yes.
Yeah.
We'll get you tickets for that. What's your favorite REO Speedwagon song? I Can't Fight This Feeling?
Yeah.
Do you want to sing it to Rob in Spanish? I can't fight this feeling of two lawn gnomes molesting me. Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's consensual.
This is a nice song,
it
Patty.
Is.
I will forever think about you and Spanish and Rob and an angry pregnant Carmen when I hear this. We'll let this take us to break. It is the Mike Cal, the show. Feel free to sing if you want. No?
Feeling any longer.
Come on, even I know the words.
Some of the words.
What started out as friendship has grown stronger.
I only wish I had the strength to let it show.
Massage two short guys.
I tell myself I can't hold out any forever.
Yeah, there you go. I said there is no reason why I'm up here.
There is no reason for my fear.
You can get my life direction.
Morning, what my day was going to be like today. I couldn't make it up in a million years. Not thank you, good. Crazy Patty. We'll take a quick break. It's the Mike Calda Show.
Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.